John chapter 14, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you. I'm so thankful that we have a God that sits on the throne and is not taken by surprise by all that's happened here, not just to our country, but to the world. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us as your people to respond properly. And I pray that we will have great wisdom, that, Lord, you will lead, guide, and direct us. These are uncharted waters for everybody. And, Father, I pray that you will use the brief time that we have tonight in your word to help us and, Lord, to just speak to our hearts. And then, Lord, going forward, just give us wisdom, instruction as to how to proceed. We want to honor you most of all through all of this. Thank you for these folks who've come out tonight. I'm humbled by the number of people here on the property. Protect us. Make us invisible to people. And just help us to have an opportunity to serve you tonight for a few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 14, I think you're familiar with this passage. In verse number 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." In verse number 27, same chapter, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So twice in the same passage, the Lord Jesus uses the words, "Let not your heart be troubled." Okay, so at the beginning, Jesus is going to tell his disciples that he is going away. And he begins by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled." Toward the end of his talk with the disciples, he says again, "Let not your heart be troubled." Now, what's interesting to me is the first word in both of those statements, "let." So Jesus really puts the care of their hearts into their own hands, okay? The care of their hearts into their own hands. You don't let your heart be troubled. You don't let your heart be troubled. You don't let yourself be afraid. So what's he talking about when he uses the word hearts? Well, again, we're talking about the very core of a person. We're talking about what you and I would refer to as the soul, which would be your thoughts, your emotions, and your choices. Like right now, it's very easy for you to sit and let your thoughts run wild about everything else that's going out there in the world. And so it takes us, and Jesus is not going to control those for us. Okay, the Holy Spirit's not going to come in this room, zap your thoughts, and make you think on what we're here for tonight. So we have to control that, okay? We have to have the discipline to turn our thoughts, even now, over to the Holy Spirit and help control us in our thinking, our emotions, and our choices. So Jesus says, take care of your heart. Take care of your heart. Do not let your heart be troubled. So the truth of the matter is, we have the wherewithal to keep our hearts from trouble, especially when we turn them over to the Holy Spirit. And in these days, I think it's pretty obvious, we must be careful not to let the circumstances of the times overwhelm our hearts and allow our hearts to become troubled. So what I've got tonight, Luke, come on down, sit with your family, brother. I appreciate you being here. So what I have tonight is 5 suggestions for you and me on how we can keep our thoughts, our emotions, and our choices under control. Okay? How can we keep our thoughts, our emotions, our choices under control? I realize that not everybody's mind has been on church since the last time we met. You have a life, you have a vocation away from here. All right? Our world has been the church, has been what to do for services, what to do with school, what to do for our church members to make sure their spiritual needs are hopefully cared for. But, you know, other people have a lot of other things going on in life. So, in all that we're going through, what you're going through, what I'm going through, what we're all going through, how do we keep our thoughts, our emotions, and our choices under control? Number one, and this, don't expect anything zapping you, okay? This is pretty simple. This is pretty basic. But let's be reminded, in times like these, it's back to the basics, okay? Number one, read your Bible. Now, that should go with, I shouldn't even have to say that, but read your Bible. And you need to read it to your children, okay? Read it for yourself, read it to your children. Personally, I wouldn't plow through Ezekiel in times like this, okay? I wouldn't plow through 2 Chronicles or 1 Chronicles through all the genealogies, all right? I would get to Psalms. I would get to Proverbs. I would get to the Gospels. I would read John 14, 15, 16, 17. Most of what's printed in your Bible in those 4 chapters comes from the lips of Jesus himself. So that's where I would concentrate. Okay, now, you know, if you have extra time, and a lot of people do right now, if you have extra time, read for yourself. But when it comes to your family, personal reading, I would say Psalms. And remember what Isaiah said, "Great peace have they which love thy law." So do you love God's Word? If you don't, now's a good time to fall in love with it. Because great peace have they which love the Bible. Okay? So read your Bible, and that will help you. And, you know, it'd be a good time to memorize maybe some verses on certain subjects. You can look up verses on fear, on being afraid. Have your children memorize with your kids. But the Bible will help us have peace. That's what it says. Okay? So let's fall in love with the Word of God. All right? Fall in love with the Word of God. Number two is, I'm watching my time here. Number two, pray specifically. All right? Don't just pray, "God, please bless us today." Okay? That's way too generic. That's way too casual. This is time for specific praying. You want to ask God specifically for grace, for power, for love, for wisdom, for a sound mind. I would ask God, "Help me, Lord, to have a, you know, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind." If God gives that, then ask Him for it. And I wrote this down. You know, I would not remind God of His promises. He hasn't forgotten them. Okay, you and I do. So what you do is you don't remind God of His promises. You claim them. You claim them. Okay, God, you said, "Great peace have they which love thy law." I'm claiming that verse. I'm going to fall in love with your word. Please give me great peace, okay, in times like this. So don't remind God of His promises. Claim His promises. And if I could ask you to do this, if you would, and I know you have a life away from church. I get that, okay? But you are a part of this church. Pray for us. Pray for us to know what to do. This thing's changing so rapidly, it just, you know, I cannot count, and I'm not, we all right? Okay. I cannot count, and I'm not being braggadocious, I'm just talking to you, how many pastors I have talked to since Monday morning. I had one call me last night at 10 till 10. I didn't answer it. He left a message. So pastors call on Monday. What are you doing? I can only tell them based on the information I have on Monday. You know, and so, you know, we made a decision to let school out on Tuesday. We didn't make that till Monday afternoon sometime. And so things are changing rapidly. And then what happens is, you know, I talked to this pastor from Kansas, and then he has a sphere of influence of guys calling him. So he's passing on, because some of us in our 60s, believe it or not, are the older, we're the older group right now. And so guys are calling, and, you know, those of us like the Jerry Rosses, the Brother Woodwards, the guys our age, we're trying to stay in close contact with each other and bounce ideas. Okay, so pray for us. I don't want to endanger anybody, folks. That's not my purpose, okay? Good grief. I don't want to endanger anybody. I called a couple of senior citizens today, told them to stay home. One I told to stay home didn't obey me, but that's all right? That's okay. But anyway, I told them, "I want you to come tonight. Okay, I want you to stay home." So, pray for us here that we'll know what to do. So, what's going to happen Sunday? Find out Friday. Maybe Saturday. Maybe Sunday morning. Okay? We're going to have some church service Sunday. I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet, but we'll have church. Right now, we're at 50. A lot of states have gone to 10. Iowa's at 10. Louisiana's at 10. Wisconsin's at 10. A lot of states are at 10. That was what the president suggested. So, it wouldn't surprise me if things don't tighten up, all right? So we got plans, but there's no sense in giving them to you now. And have to say, "Hey, we're changing all our plans," all right? So we'll get information. Just pray for us. Number three, give thanks. Okay, so read your Bible, pray specifically, give thanks. Okay, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Remember the equation for peace given in Philippians chapter 4. Remember that equation? Prayer plus supplication plus thanksgiving equals the peace of God that passeth all understanding. So you have to take your prayer, which I would imagine everybody's doing a pretty good job at right now. Supplication is that urgent request, that urgent, almost tearful request. You have to take that, and you have to, is that, where are we at, Joe? Thank you, sir. No more. You have to take that, and you have to add with it thanksgiving. You can't, if 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, you can't leave one of those components out and have 3. So, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Well, what can we be thankful for? People are losing their jobs. The economy's going haywire. You know, countries are shutting their borders. You know, Ben's stuck. He's there. I mean, he's not coming home. Madagascar, no flights in, no flights out. Panama, one person out of the, Puerto Rico, Panama, one person out of the house at a time. And if anybody goes out, you violate that, $1,000 fine and jail time. So, it's not just America. It's everywhere. Okay? So, what do you have to be thankful for? Well, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for. Are you working? You can start there. Okay? You got your job? Be thankful. Working from home, whatever. Are you well? Amen. Be thankful for that. Okay? And be thankful for whatever God is going to teach us through this time. God's got something for us to learn. Okay? If nothing else, just to draw us closer to Him. Just to trust Him more. To learn. Because, folks, we'll probably come out of this, but this may not be the last crisis that some of you go through. You're young. If Jesus stays in heaven, you may visit another crisis. So God's got something for you young people to learn and thank Him for that. And just season your prayer and your supplication with thanksgiving, because that will equal the peace of God that passeth all understanding. So read your Bible, pray specifically, give thanks. Number 4, guard your intake. Guard your intake. Now, what goes in the eye and the ear gate goes directly to your thought processes. Okay? Now, people, limit your news intake. You can only handle so much of the negative news. Okay? Well, I've got to know. Take a break. Because the next time you get on, it's probably different, and it's probably no better news. So limit your intake. You know, I sat down last night, I watched about 45 minutes of Fox News. That's all I could handle. That's it. Turned it off. And today, I think I've only checked my phone once. And even conservative sites. You can only run so much of that through your thought processes until it starts affecting your emotions. And once your emotions start running wild, now your choices are subjected to emotions that are not biblically centered. Okay? So you got to be careful with your intake. Guard your intake. Well, if I can't watch the news, what can I do? There are a lot of things that the Cincinnati Zoo puts a little thing on 20 minutes a day featuring a different animal. And you can watch that. You can go online and watch that for the kids. And we have some plans coming up with social media, we hope to introduce to you on Sunday. Okay, some plans for your children. We got some things that we're putting into motion here, where you can go online and your kids can have some screen time with guys here at the church. Okay, so we hope that we'll get all that ready on before Sunday, so that you can take advantage of it. All right. So, good music is an essential right now. Good music, it's an essential. Encouraging music. And keep it going. Just guard your intake, okay? Because there's only so much that you can allow into your thought processes. So read your Bible, pray specifically, give thanks, guard your intake. And number 5, can I say for the families especially, have some fun at home. Have some fun. You got to remember, little minds don't comprehend everything that's going on right now. You cannot sit around the house with a long face. You cannot. So you got to be innovative, creative on how to have some fun with your kids. All right.